You're listening to On Point, Randeep Jenda, joined by Bhupinder Hundle. We're pleased to be joined now by former Calgary Flames head coach Glenn Gulletson. Glenn, how are you?
All right, good, guys. How are you?
We're doing well. Thank you very much for joining us. And I know you're busy right now, but, you know, obviously a lot going on with you these days. You were let go by the Flames last week. First and foremost, were you surprised by the move when it happened?
Yeah, I was. I was. You know, we entered into, you know, when I went to Calgary there after my time in Vancouver, you know, the expectations were in Calgary were laid out that, you know, they had 77 points in the year prior, and the expectations were that they wanted to play meaningful games in March and be around the playoffs. Well, we did make the playoffs in year one, and, you know, went to 94 points that we didn't have the year we thought we could last year, obviously, you know, down the stretch with some injuries, and we certainly could have did some things better. And but yeah, it was a little surprising to me at the end for sure.
Speaking of the injuries, I mean, one of the big injuries that we learned about at the end of the season was Sean Monahan. You know, a pretty significant injury at that, and he continued to play throughout the year. How much of a factor was that, considering that, hey, he was a trooper, he continued to play even though he was quite severely hurt?
Yeah, I can tell you guys right now, Sean Monahan and I are both in Saskatoon. We are we're doing a benefit thing for the Humboldt Broncos. We have a concert tonight, and he's still you know, he's in big sling on his arm and his wrist, and you know what? From February 11th, he was in real bad shape and taking some both with internally with his sports hernia and then in his wrist, and he had to get shot up to play. I think he had 29 goals on February 11th when things really started to get bad, and he ended up with 31. So it really hampered him, and I give him just a ton of credit here because he ended up having four. You know, he had two surgeries, but they had to repair three different spots in his abdomen and reattach some things, and they also had to do his wrist. So quite extensive, quite a heavy amount of discomfort he was playing in. And, you know, with him being in that condition for that long and trying to gut it through, and then with the loss of Smith and Brody and then Tkachuk, it took a lot out of our group.
You took control of a young team there. Obviously, in the last couple of years, they've accumulated some experience. They've grown. Looking back at your time in Calgary, what do you have to say about that group as far as growing as a team?
Yeah, they're just a fantastic group, you guys. The thing I'll miss most is that team is certainly on the rise. Like I said, you know, we came from 77 points to 94, and that's a big jump in our league. And then, you know, Johnny and Monty had career years. I look at Dougie Hamilton's progress in the last couple of years. So we're proud of the work we've done there. You're sorry that you can't keep going through because you really it is a great locker room. It's a great bunch of young players. And, you know, that's going to be the tough part. But they're in really good hands moving forward. I think they're going to be real strong moving forward. And I'm just glad to, you know, when you look back, you're glad you'd be a part of it. You wish you could move forward, but it's not going to happen.
You're listening to On Point. We're joined by Glenn Gulletson.
Glenn, I know in media circles and fans, we'll always talk about, you know, players and coaches and this is what should happen and so-and-so should be fired and so on and so forth. But as a person and with your family, how difficult is it navigating the world of coaching, especially in a situation like yours where, you know, there are expectations with the team, but I guess because the season didn't go as expected, there's pressure to make changes, and unfortunately you're one of the changes?
Yeah, I mean, that's the business, and you know that going in. I mean, there's some teams that have certainly more patience than others, and you can see around the league, you know, the Winnipegs and the Nationals over the a longer period of time. And, you know, you can even look at the patience with Joe Sakic making his trade with Duchesne and then, you know, just his team. And there's some that have more than others, and that's part of the business. But your family does get caught in it. You when you have kids, I have four, 17, 15, 13, 11. I just give them a ton of credit because, you know, they've moved almost every second year here for the last 4 years. And they get the gig, and you know, they're stronger for it. But I can tell you, I've said to them on many occasions, they're a lot better than Mom and I, the way they can adjust, and you're pretty proud of them for that.
Yeah, that's a part of the business that we on this side don't see, but you live through it every day. Big news coming out of Calgary today that Brian Burke is stepping away as the president of Hockey Ops. What's your reaction to this? Are you surprised by this?
Yeah, I am. And, boy, I can tell you that I have nothing but great things to say about Brian Burke. And any day of the week that Burkey would want me to work for him, I would. Boy, does he treat his people very good. He's there's no question why he's been in this business as long as he has. He's honest, he's loyal, and he's extremely intelligent. And those are just real good qualities. And you always know where you stand. He's always got your back. I am surprised. I am and I'm not. I knew there were certainly some things going on there, but you know, I wish the best for Burkey, and I'm not privy to what kind of happened here in the last couple of weeks, obviously. But any day Brian Burke wanted me to work for him, I'd be the first to sign on.
Mm-hmm. And well, you know, coming back to you, obviously last week was the announcement in Calgary. What's in store for you? Do you plan on getting into coaching sooner rather than later?
Yeah, you know, I'm just not one of those guys that can really sit still, you know, there's always opportunities to learn and move forward, and you know, whether it's a team that's ready to win now or a team that's building or however it is, I kind of relish those opportunities. And hey, whether it's a head coach or an assistant coach, I've thoroughly enjoyed both. I enjoyed my time in Vancouver, and I've enjoyed my time in Calgary and Dallas. So always looking to kind of to keep going. So I've talked to a few teams here in the last couple of weeks. So had some great discussions with real good people. So it's going to be, it's interesting. It's disheartening, but it's certainly interesting moving forward. It's just another chapter in this life, right?
Glenn, you know, you've been linked to that Edmonton Oilers assistant job. Have you made any contact with that team specifically?
Well, I think that kind of got a little blown out of proportion because I Todd and I flew after our last game, and I fully thought I was going to be moving forward with Calgary. And so we went to Humboldt together, right, just to pay our respects and lend a support. So I think things kind of got going from there. And now we're back in Humboldt here. There's actually about 50 of us from you know, Paul Coffey, Lanny McDonald, Brian Chache, you know, just here supporting a benefit concert. So obviously Todd and I have known each other since I was 20 years old. So there's those rumors fly around, but I have talked to some teams, and we'll just kind of see where it goes.
Okay. And I have to ask, is that a job that would interest you if you're,
you know what, it's a privilege to be in this league. So whether it's Edmonton or, Toronto or Florida, wherever it may be, all over, you know, I've been all over. It's a privilege to be in this league. So, you know, any of these jobs would interest you. And obviously when you look at Edmonton specifically, you know, they've got a young man there that's quite a good player, and those kind of situations always interest you. But I said earlier too, I like the development part. I like the win now part. I just enjoy the coaching.
Glenn, you've mentioned a couple of times there is a benefit concert happening in Saskatoon for the Humboldt Broncos. If you can give us a little sense of the setting and what the mood is like right now heading into the concert this evening.
Yeah, we had all the families and billets there. We had a big gathering last night, almost like a social with a few speeches. And I just give the players a tremendous amount of credit, both the ex-players and current players, you know. And I'm going to miss some guys, but, you know, Shea Weber is here, and Brendan Gallagher, and Sean Monahan, and just current NHL players that have come in and met with families. And we actually had a good light night. There was good energy in the room and a lot of people talking, and they did a hot stove. And I think it was a real good night for people to get out. And then the concert, you know, got a lot of ex-Saskatoon Blades, Kelly Chase and Troy Valhofer, and you know, getting some great artists together, going to have it at Sask Place. And, you know, within a few days, we're going to get some money out here to some of the families here of the people in the crash. And, And it's kind of going to be a quick, tidy thing, but we wanted to come together and do something quick. I give Kelly Chase and Troy a lot of credit.
No, great job to help lift up the community. It's obviously a very difficult time in Saskatchewan. You're from there. You played in the SJHL as well with the Yorkton Terriers. So this tragedy definitely hits very close to home for you. How has this entire experience been for you now that especially you're able to see kind of the community come together here?
Yeah, it's been... You know what? It's been enlightening. I will tell you that it's been emotional. I have, you know, one of my best friends in high school that I played junior with was Scott Thomas, who lost his son Evan, and we've been able to reconnect. And I saw him last night for the first time and face to face in a long time. And you know, it's been it certainly puts life in perspective and draws you a little closer, probably. To the more important things in life, and you're just trying to lend your support as best you can, and you don't want it to stop here after 2 or 3 weeks. You want to continue it on. So those are the things that have kind of ground me here a little bit.
Well, thank you very much for your time, Glenn. This I really appreciate it. I know that even though we're here in Vancouver, there's going to be a lot of people that will be paying attention to what's going on in Saskatoon. Really appreciate you joining us today.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Anytime. I appreciate you having me.
Thank you.
Thanks.
That was Glenn Gullitson, former head coach of the Calgary Flames, joining us from Saskatoon, where there will be a benefit concert tonight for the Humboldt Broncos. But a lot of interesting stuff there from Glenn Gullitson, not only about his time in Calgary, but the rumors that are swirling about
Sportsnet 650.